Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We think the Boz is going to be calling in. We'll see. Hopefully he will be here shortly, 9 o'clock and 9:01 here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our Astros, 3 o'clock game today. What? Lance McCullers against Lance Lynn. Lance, this is your game. This is what we live for, the Lance game. How about that? There's a Lance game. That's
Lennon McCullers. You don't see that very often.
No, you don't. When's the last time two Lances matched up?
It's been me and Berkman when I was here in 2007. Probably.
Really?
Me and Lance Berkman. Yeah.
You and Lance Berkman. You hooked up in what?
We didn't hook up.
No, well, you we just.
Yeah, easy. Berkman doesn't want to have that kind of thing out there.
No, he doesn't want anything like that. Brian Bosworth throwing in us right now on ESPN 97.5 as it is Texas OU week. So we bring in the boss to talk a little bit about this game. Brian, welcome to the show. Welcome back. You've been on this show before. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah.
So you've gone well the last time, otherwise you wouldn't ask me again.
Well, you did just great. You were in here in studio with Alonzo Highsmith, as a matter of fact, and we talked about that game.
And yeah, what a stud that dude was when he was a player. Golly. The hardest dude I ever hit.
Really? He was the hardest guy you ever hit. That is something.
I mean, just when you square up on Alonzo, I mean, you know Alonzo, he's four square. I mean, he is as thick and tall and strong as they get.
He really was. That was something. And that game was something, that whole thing. Talk about this game, though. We had Dusty Dvorak on yesterday, as a matter of fact, and asked him about playing in this game. How is this game, this Texas OU game, different?
Well, I mean, obviously rivalry games. It doesn't matter whether it's Florida, Georgia, or Alabama, Auburn, Michigan, Ohio State. They drip with drama. And in this case, you know, it's positioned at that perfect time of the season. Both programs have had success at the beginning part of the season with the one setback that Arkansas handed Texas. But as this game is played, the momentum of the victor is what sustains them throughout the remaining part of the Big 12 season. And the other one has to play catch-up. So, I've always said in this game, it's the hungry get the harvest, because those kids out there play with a lot of emotion, a lot of passion. The fundamental breakdown of the team that does their jobs the best with minimalizing their mistakes and turnovers generally comes out the victor. But, you know, crazy things happen in this game, as like last year's four overtimes. And you just never know. That's what makes the game so fun. Because one team could be rated number one, the other one could be rated number 25, and, you know, the 25th, you know, rated guy comes in and upsets them. So it's a fun game to play in, and it's a fun game to watch for the fans.
And it really is true in rivalry games. A lot of times it comes down to you throw out the records, and in this case it is it looks like a pretty evenly matched game. But in a lot of those games, I remember, Brian, where the Longhorns look like clearly the better team, or the Sooners look like clearly the better team, and it literally, you're a quarter into the game, yeah, you realize, oh, that's irrelevant today.
Yeah.
The beginning of the game means an awful lot in terms of the momentum and carrying that momentum into the second half, obviously. you know, I've watched both teams play this year, and I don't think we've gotten the best out of either team for four quarters. We've seen some greatness for a quarter, quarter and a half, maybe even a half. Texas looked awful good against Texas Tech, you know, putting up 42 in the first half. So that's scary because we really don't know who we're going to see. And again, that's kind of part and parcel for, you know, where these teams sometimes find themselves in the middle of the season is they're still trying to work out the kinks. The good thing is they're both good. They're both talented. And I think they're both going to be in it in the conversation at the end of the season. So whether they play this game and one team wins, it doesn't mean at the end of the season the Big 12 championship can be a flip-flop and, you know, just a rematch like we've seen in the past. So, it's important. And it's definitely important for the victor to come out and keep that momentum throughout the remaining part of the season because there are some great teams in the Big 12. You know, Oklahoma State's doing well. Baylor has risen again. So this is a pivotal game for the success for both programs.
Brian Bosworth with us, College Hall of Famer. I was talking to Wallace Marsh, and he said that you got to visit with Bill Snyder, and dude is 80-something now and still going, and what a great, great coach. You guys were inducted together in the College Football Hall of Fame, right?
Yes, sir. And, it was just an honor. I got a chance to, you know, visit with him back in 2015. And just very gracious coach. He's an interesting cat because he is so calm and cerebral and kind that you just want to do everything you can. I mean, as a player's perspective, you would want to do everything you could to make that man proud, much like Coach Switzer, different personalities, obviously, but he was able to get the best out of his players, and the success that he brought to Kansas State was remarkable.
Brian Bosworth with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Were you a little concerned about Spencer Rattler a little earlier in the season? What do you think now?
See, Spencer has an amazing skill set. I mean, there's no question about it. He's probably the best thrower that Lincoln Riley has had, and I think I've read where Lincoln has actually said that. And when you watch Spencer throw, he is quite talented. I think that a lot of the criticism is undue because it's not Spencer that is making the majority of the mistakes. I think it's the offensive line, and it always starts with the offensive line for an offense. They need to give him more time. They need to establish a running game. You know, Oklahoma's always done well when they've been able to run the ball successfully and then play action pass, and then work their way down the field from the shallows to the deep. And Spencer's got that great arm. He just hasn't had the time, and his receivers haven't had the ability to break away because the running game has been so inconsistent. So, and that's an important factor going into this game. The team that can establish the run and maintain the run for four quarters, dictating to the other side what and when they're going to play their offense, is the key. So, you know, if Oklahoma can shore up some of the mistakes that they've shown in the first five games and give Spencer the extra time to scan the field, and he can use some of his weapons. What he hasn't used a whole lot so far this year is Austin Stogner, you know, the tight end. And he's, you know, tight ends have always been big in this game. So I look for that connection to get, you know, used a little bit. And then maybe if he gets some help in the running game, we can see some big plays going down the field, you know, 25, 30-yard plus passes.
Brian, you played at a time where, you know, the Oklahoma-Nebraska rivalry was very special. The Big 8 was its own thing, Southwest Conference. Of course, it became the Big 12, and 26 years later, we find out that the two teams, the two headliners, Texas and Oklahoma, are going to the SEC. I'm curious what your thoughts were when you heard that Oklahoma was going to be headed to the SEC along with Texas.
I wasn't surprised, and I think it's the way that gravity is pulling college football. You know, these you know, the super conferences, TV, obviously money speaks loudly in these kinds of deals, and I think that's ultimately what the situation came down to. As much as I hate to say goodbye to the Big 12 and, you know, those rivalries that have been built over time from the Big 8 to the Big 12, it's certainly going to be so exciting to see, you know, an Oklahoma and an Alabama, Oklahoma and a Georgia, a Texas and a Tennessee, a Texas and a Florida, you know, reconstituting the Texas A&M rivalry. It's going to make some fantastic TV and some drama for the SEC in the upcoming, you know, future years. So I think it's a win-win for college football, you know, but it's a sad state of affairs when, you know, conferences can't maintain due to the fact that the money disparagement is clearly a factor for the Big Ten, the ACC, the ACC is not being given the same consideration in the Big 12. Plus the TV times. I know the Big 12 teams are a little sick of, you know, having 11 o'clock kickoffs. They'd like to have some primetime kickoffs, and they, you know, 2:30 kickoffs and 6:30 kickoffs, and that's just not happening. So there's some frustration across the board, but I think this is a move that was a long time in the making.
Of all the programs that probably, I mean, you guys have had a road through the Big 12. It's been an easy road to the playoffs and to really successful seasons. You're not a little bit worried about that changing, how difficult it's going to be now?
Well, I mean, if you're afraid of the chance of failure, then I don't know why we're playing, because you only know you're good when you play against the best. So, you know, certainly measure yourself against that. Now, given that, Oklahoma has certainly been very successful in the Big 12 year in, year out. What they haven't been is successful beyond the Big 12 championship game. They've lacked the ability to get into playoffs, be successful in playoffs, and pull a national championship. That being said, I think that making that move for both teams may take a year or two or three even to get the kind of recruits that they can stack like an Alabama and a Georgia and a Florida has been able to do. And that's what it takes in the SEC. It's a different game of physicality for four quarters, not as much finesse. And I think once Oklahoma and Texas get in there and they bolster the offensive and defensive lines and get the kind of, I don't think either school has a problem with the skill position. It's the big boys up front on both sides mm-hmm. of the ball that really make the big difference in the SEC and being successful for four quarters, game after game, throughout the entire season. And that's what's really going to be the eye-opener for both clubs going in. But by gaining that strength, and I think, you know, when you looked at Arkansas and Texas, you watched that matchup, as bad as Arkansas has been in the past, what they've done while being in the SEC is they've toughened up. They've been able to go and make themselves strong for four quarters. They haven't been successful in the past seasons. This is this year they've showed some promise. Last week against Georgia kind of reset the mark for them. But, you know, I think you can see the disparity between a Texas and an Arkansas when they matched up. You know, Arkansas really handled Texas pretty easily. So I think that's kind of the program you're going to see of, what do we need to do once we get in the SEC to compete week in and week out, be successful, and be at the end of the season, you know, be a player in the SEC championship game?
Before you go, what do you think of the NIL?
Not a big fan of the way it was unveiled. You know, just there's so many opportunities for the NCAA to come in and kind of make this thing work. You know, it's, to me, you know, being able to pay a player, but not be able to pay the team creates, you know, a division, the possibility of having division and decisiveness in a locker room and on a field and in the players' minds. And I mean, you drop $100,000 into a college kid's account, that's going to be a catalyst to keep kids unfocused, not only for the kid who's getting the money dropped in, but all the, you know, buddies, hey, man, I know you got, why don't we go out and, you know, do some stuff that college kids like to do. But that's not what college athletes are there to do. They're there for focus and, you know, and being there. So there's just a lot of distractions, and then the ability to have the transfer portal be part of that as kind of an ATM for players to tap into, even though that's not the way it was designed, that's the way I think they're going to be using it. And I've already seen where they're kind of leveraging the transfer portal to get what they want, you know, where they want, and get incentivized to go in different schools. So it just kind of messes up and muddies the water for what college football has always been, which is an amateur sport for the college football fan. And now it's kind of turned into more of a semi-pro pay-for-play type environment. And it's going to take a few years to see how this thing works itself out.
Yep. Brian Bosworth on OU, Texas OU Week. Great to talk to you, man. We really appreciate it. Great stuff. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
All right.
Boomer.
Brian Bosworth right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about, listen, you have some issues in the bedroom. It happens, okay? Like, I think the number is like 40% of men under 40 have ED issues. It's okay. It's all right. It happens. Whatever. There is a way to get around it. There's a way that you can feel more confident. There's a way called GetRoman.com/John. GetRoman.com/John, a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional is going to work with you to find the best treatment. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with 2-day shipping. The whole process, straightforward and discreet. Get started. It's simple. GetRoman.com/John. Complete the online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete an online visit today and connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/John now to get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now. Save $15 on your first month of treatment.
ESPN 97.5. Catch every single moment of the Houston Astros' quest for another world championship on your home for the 2021 World Series, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now back to the bench. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Again? Is that your computer again? Yes, we're on the air. Well, during Brian Bosworth, his computer starts. It was so funny. I was, what the hell?
I can't hear. Steven's got the headphones on. I can't hear that we're back. I didn't know we were back.
Stevie D and Eric are with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We don't have much time with the guys. So, all right,
go ahead.
Let's start with Eric. What's going on? What's going on in the food world?
There's a lot going on in the food world, starting with the news that the Patriot Board
downtown. Tequila bar from Anvil owner Bobby Hugel is closing at the end of the month. It opened in 2013 and really kind of elevated the way that people think about tequila, mezcal, sotol, all of that. And it was part of this revolution of downtown bars. It opened on the 300 block of Main in 2013, like Bad News Bar, Goro and Gun, the Nightingale Room, that kind of helped bring life back to downtown after, you know, all the construction and everything had really hurt it. So you've got about 2 weeks, 3 weeks to go to the Pastry War for one last margarita. I highly recommend you do that. I certainly will. And then I've been on a real run of new restaurants recently. None that I enjoyed more than D'Alba. This is brand new in Garden Oaks. It is owned by a guy named Daud Elshani, who has been kind of the guy behind the guy for a lot of places like Beer Market Co., the Moonshiners. He helped get Buffalo Bayou's new facility open. And it's just a super casual little neighborhood spot. Pizza, pasta, had a really nice confit chicken.
Where's Garden
dish.
Oaks?
Garden Oaks is Shepherd north of 610.
Okay.
So kind of if you're Heights adjacent, kind of the next neighborhood.
What's the name of it?
Sorry?
What's the name of the restaurant?
D'Alba, D-A-L-B-A.
D'Alba.
Yeah, huge patio, very kid friendly, really good food, good cocktails.
Then I may go.
Yeah, you can go.
Good. I'll definitely check that out.
Kids running around and stuff.
Well, the kids are outside. Like, there's like this kind of open field area with a sandbox and a bounce house. The kids are like murdering each other.
Of course, like
they you know, where was I? I was at Reserve 101 a couple of nights ago, and I saw that they do have Coors Light.
They do? Reserve 101?
Reserve, yeah. The best whiskey bar in the city, but they also happen to have Coors Light.
That's perfect. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
They're not dumb. That's why.
Anything else you want to mention?
Just that I am going to try Heartbeat, the new plant-based restaurant from the Hungry's folks out at Memorial for lunch today. Super excited about that. I know vegan, vegetarian, all that stuff is becoming ever more popular, so I'm trying to be cognizant of what's going on.
Where's it open?
It is out in Memorial next to the Hungry. So,
oh,
like,
so in the same
west
ownership.
Of Gessner. Yeah, same ownership.
Yeah. Yeah. Hungry's is good.
Yeah, Hungry's is real good.
Real good. Real good place. What you got, Stevie?
Steve, you have an interview that
yeah,
you did
you know,
with our ace. Playoff ace.
We're all Astros all the time. Lance McCullers gave me a fire interview yesterday.
You know, we have the Astros on our air.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all the games.
All the games. Yeah. So, listeners want to check that out. Lance gave, you know, really brought the fire, talked about rehabbing, talked about coming back, talked about Correa, his boy.
Mm-hmm.
So really good interview. Very fortunate to get that. Guys, it is like gorgeous weather outside. It's festival season, fall festival season. Today starts Original Greek Fest. You know, you love that souvlaki, uh-huh. You love that baklava. See if they can get Eric Sandler to get out there.
You love cheap Greek wine is what you love.
That's exactly.
And Greek women. Cheap Greek wine and cheap Greek women.
Exactly.
That's right.
See, you get to say that. I don't get to say that.
I'm Greek.
Yeah, you get to say
it. Yeah.
It's indoor-outdoor, so you're going to love that. If you're going to go after the game, you can check that out. Another cultural festival, annual festival Chicano, happening starting Thursday as well, 7 o'clock. Another festival, Bayou City Art Festival. Now, this is a great one if you're already downtown for the game. You can check that out. Walk around, drink a pop, check out some art, buy something for the lady, and then hit the game.
It's a good time. I've been there a couple times.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. They're giving away for ESPN listeners. Readers, we culture map people always say readers. Listeners, if you're the fifth caller at 9:30, we've got four passes for you for the Bayou City Art Festival. Another festival, Oktoberfest at Texas Renaissance Festival. So you don't need to dress up like a knight to go to this or anything.
Sorry, John, Hobbit nerd.
Then I'm not going if I can't dress up like a hobbit
dress up
or a wizard,
like you're in
or
where
an
are
orc.
You Midland or what's okay. It called? Your little secret
Middle
land?
Earth.
Middle Earth, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to dress up like that for this.
Well, then I'm not
going. But you can.
Yeah.
But you can.
I can. Then why wouldn't I?
Please do.
I will.
Please do. Camera phones
put
exist.
Hair on
please
feet,
do.
Be a hobbit.
Yeah. Maybe John could enter the bratwurst eating competition. That would be kind of cool.
That would be. I love bratwurst.
And then, yes, Sunday, it's going to be a gorgeous day outside. If you want to catch an outdoor movie, Rooftop Cinema having Black Panther. So you get outside, have some really good craft cocktails, some hot dogs. Watch a movie outside.
In Wakanda Forever.
Yeah,
Wakanda. Stay in Wakanda.
I was thinking of the Pink Panther. I don't know why.
No. Very
that's
different.
That's not my dog.
Very different cast.
Very different.
Very different.
Much casting, different. Yeah. Much different right. lead roles.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. that's right. That's a good movie, too.
Black Panther, Pink Panther.
So 9:30, fifth caller for four passes for Bayou City Arts.
How about that? Okay, so the fifth caller at 9:30 exactly. Gets four passes for
Bayou City Art Festival.
How about that? Bayou City Art Festival. 713-780-3776 at exactly 9:30. You call in and you're going to get four passes to the Bayou City Art Festival. Neat. Neat, neat. Guys, we appreciate it as always.
You got a new pizza
that's
spot
culturemap.com. What's that?
You got a new pizza and pasta spot now.
Yeah, no. I'm going to go. Di Alba. I'm going to go. I love that. I love that. Love trying new places. All right. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. It's culturemap.com. Culturemap.com.
We gave you your food. We gave you your culture. We're getting ready to give you some picks.
That's right.
With 5-star.
Yeah, 5-star is going to come up and give us picks. We're next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Who won the four tickets? You said congrats to me for some reason.
Oh, I didn't mean to say congrats to you.
Oh.
Steven, a guy named Steven Ticket won the tickets.
No way.
From Steven.
Steven gave Steven Ticket the ticket.
I feel like Steven Devin Dan, Devin Danum.
Stevie D.
Stevie D. I feel like he made, that may just be, he just has them for himself now.
It could well be.
Gave himself tickets. He That's what it feels
just
like.
Kept them in,
Steven Ticket?
Yeah, right. My name's
wins
Steven.
Wins tickets from Steven? Come
right,
on.
Right, right.
Let's get some winners.
I need some winners. Let's get Five Star in here. Five Star, what's up?
What's up, fellas? What's up, fellas? How you guys doing this
you
morning?
Did us doing good last week. Hit two out of the three.
Direct.
That was nice.
Well, and then he had a little coastal. Oh, no. Coastal was one of the big three.
Yeah.
Coastal Carolina.
Was one of the, Coastal
Pow,
was
what
one
an
of the
easy
three.
One that one
yeah,
was.
Yeah. What else? Oh, we had the under in the. No, what was the other one? Under in the Georgia game? No, I had that.
No, I think it was Michigan.
Oh, yeah. You had Michigan. Michigan.
Michigan over Wisconsin.
Oh, that
yeah.
was easy.
If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Duck.
And that's what Wisconsin
it's
is.
A duck, baby.
They're a duck.
Yeah. What easy? Give me the easiest game on the board that you say, oh, come on, you're not even going to have to sweat this one.
Man, we're going back to Coastal Carolina. You know that, man. That's the team to ride right now. That's the first game I want to suggest to the listeners. They're one of my favorite teams a bit the past few seasons, man. The Chanticleers were slept on by the books. I loved betting them as dogs in the past. But this season, the linebackers have realized that these Roosters aren't just a fairy tale, guys. Coastal has been covering spreads with ease. They're 4-1 against the spread. They rolled with minus 32 cover, a minus 26.5 cover, a minus 36 cover, and last week the minus 34.5 that I gave you guys. Coach Jamie Caldwell and the squad is hot, man. So just we need to ride the fighting mullets, man. You know, we got to ride the fighting mullets.
I got – oh, that's actually tonight. They're playing Arkansas State, so get on it in a hurry. Let's go. What do you think about my What do you think about my Cougs?
On the Cougs game, man, that number scares me. The reason why is because of their past history with Tulane. You know that as a Houston alum, you know they have a very very difficult time against Tulane every year. It's never easy.
That is a big. It's a bit bigger number, but. You know, they covered easily. I think they're getting a lot of confidence right now, though, Five Star.
Well, I like, you know what I like in that game? I like the under. Houston's defense has been, it's a 60. Tulane wants to be able to run the ball. Houston's defense has been good throughout the year, and their offense has been, other than last week, it's been a little up and down. And even last week, it was good.
It was still a cover.
But I still think that 60 is a little bit high for just personally in that particular game. How do you see it, Five Star?
I agree with you on that one, Lance. Hey, their defense is playing outstanding, man. Houston's defensive coordinator has done a great job. They're playing fast. They're getting to the ball. They're stopping the run. Tulane quarterback is turnover prone. So it's a good chance that the Cougars could definitely cover. But me personally, it's a stay away from me. It's too close of a rivalry game, man.
You know, I'm curious what your next game is going to be because this is the time of year where, and for people who don't know, Five Star's in Vegas. You are a guy who is a professional gambler in Vegas. You're not here. You're out there where the money is. You're out there where the players are. Give us a game where you think the sharps, maybe you don't necessarily have to love it, but who do you see that the sharps are on this week in college football?
Well, I would be remiss, man, to come on the radio in the great state of Texas and not talk about the biggest game in Texas, the Red River Rivalry, or to be politically correct now, it's the Red River Showdown, right?
Right.
At the State Fair. One of my favorite memories, man, ever is 2005 riding up 45 North, long line of foreign cars from the South Side, man, heading to go see our boy Vince smash the Sooners 45-12. Shout out my homie BY. I'm sure I'll see him in Vegas soon, man. This year, UT fans, we all hoping the same thing, man. With the Longhorns coming out victorious. I love Casey Thompson. As you know, his dad was Charles Thompson, a big star at OU. He's the first in his family to star in this legendary game wearing burnt orange instead of crimson. So you know his family's been talking smack all week. His uncle also was the QB1 at Oklahoma. The offense has been completely different for Texas since he took over, man. Since he took over, he's 8 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. They're averaging 52 points a game. Steve Sarkisian has the whole offensive playbook open now. He's done a lot better, man, than the Cubs and recruit Hudson Carr did, man. And his opposing quarterback for Oklahoma, Spencer Rattler, he's underperformed this year, man. He hasn't impressed me. He's the preseason Big 12 player of the year. I hide in the front runner, but he looks shaky in all his performances this year, except for last week. Last week he was decent, but against Nebraska and West Virginia, man, he looks real, real shaky, bro. And he's actually 1-4 against the spread this year, while Texas is 4-1 against the spread this year, man. I just feel like Texas has the best player on the field, Bijan Robinson. I believe Sark is smart enough to ride him to a victory, to run the ball, just to play smart, man. I actually think that Rattler's going to get Brown. So I think that, honestly, that Texas is going to bring the golden hat back to Austin, man. But I, for sure, Coach Sark can keep it close. So I love the 3.5 with Texas.
You know, I didn't know this. Pat Forty said it. That Texas has covered 10 of the last 11 in this series.
Is that accurate? Well, they've been dogs in most of them.
Yeah.
They've been dogs in most of them, man. They haven't been favored since, like I'm saying, back when Vince was playing. That's the last time they probably were favored, bro.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we just talked about if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck with Wisconsin. In other words, if teams tell you who they are, you need to believe them at some point. I feel like Oklahoma and not related, but Texas A&M too, they've told us who they are. At some point, like last week against Michigan State, if you're on the Texas A&M side, Texas A&M had already kind of told you who they were offensively. You should have believed them because that's what happened last week against, now granted, you ran the ball a little better, and defensively you weren't as good as you normally are. But I'm kind of wondering, I'm still not sure who Texas is right now, if they're the team against Arkansas or if they're the team we saw against TCU. But I kind of feel like I know who – Oklahoma, since the Tulane game, has showed me who they are. And what they've shown me who they are is they're not as good as Oklahoma teams past. And maybe I should believe that here and take your opinion and you know, plus the points. You're going to take the points since it's past a key number, or would you play a money line?
No, I'm going to sprinkle a little bit. You know, I'm a money line player, man.
Right.
I don't let the book scare me with the plus money. I definitely will sprinkle a little, but my huge bet will be on the 3.5 because that game's coming down to the fourth quarter like all of them do, man. You know that. It's coming down to the fourth quarter. Oklahoma doesn't have a running game anymore, man. They don't have the running game that we're used to seeing from them, and that's what's hurting them because everything's on Spencer Rattler, and he's not like how Baker Mayfield was where he could carry that team, man. He doesn't have the chupa to pull it out, man. I just don't. I don't like anything about his game lately, man. Spencer Rattler looks a little shaky to me, man.
How is Wisconsin giving Illinois 10 points?
Do you know, I was looking at that game. I'm actually thinking about laying it, man. I'm actually thinking about laying it with Wisconsin. And the reason why is because, like you said, if you see a duck, if it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Graham Mertz is probably playing this week. Any quarterback that they put out there besides Graham Mertz, they can cover 10 against Illinois. Believe that. Illinois isn't good, man. They aren't good at all.
The backup came in and immediately drove Wisconsin to a touchdown against Michigan. Immediately drove down and got a touchdown against Michigan. So
they got players everywhere, man. They got players everywhere. You know that Wisconsin's loaded at the skill position. They don't have a point guard to get the ball to them.
When was the last time Kentucky was favored over LSU?
Oh, my God.
Not basketball.
I scratched that one off my list. I didn't even want to look at it because I'm a diehard LSU guy, man. I have so many buddies that went to LSU. I went to Grambling myself. I was recruited by LSU. I love the school. Like I said, I'm originally from Louisiana, so that's kind of like the home school to me, you know, and Texas is my adopted school. But, man, LSU, man, I really would like Kentucky in the game, unfortunately, but I'm not going to bet. It's not on my card this week, but I have to go with Kentucky.
Yeah, I know. I was in Baton. I was at the game on Saturday. It's so disgusting the way that they lost that game against Auburn. Just disgusting how they couldn't cover a back out of the backfield. That defense is what's really, really, and it's embarrassing at times. Texas A&M, you laying the you taking the 18 or laying it?
I'm definitely laying it, and the reason why is what Lance just spoke about the offense, man. The offense is terrible. Ever since the quarterback went down, A&M has been a shell of itself. They can't run the plays that they want to, you know, run. They can't throw the ball. So since they can't throw the ball now, man, you know what Alabama's going to do. They're going to clamp down on the run. They're going to take the star running back spill out of the game. And then after that, they're going to just avalanche. It's going to snowball. So I expect A&M to lose by at least four touchdowns.
How high do you think that number goes?
It's 51.
No. I'm talking about the
I know, but what about 51? It's got to go over that. A&M scores one score, and it's going to be over 51.
I mean, A&M does have a good defense. They didn't play well last week. I don't think – I'm not sure A&M gives up in the 40s. I could see 35 to 10. I could see that. I could see 38-14.
Oh, I like the over.
And we do have B.O.B. count in the plays, guys. Don't forget that. We have B.O.B.
Well, 38-14 is an over,
the headset off.
Yeah, I know. That's the scary thing about laying that kind of number on the road. But A&M, other than the Johnny year, has not fared well against Alabama. And right now, I don't see how they can get offense generated with Zach Calzada. I just don't. And they're going to have to play from behind more than likely. The real question is, does the Wrecking Crew step up and slow down Bryce Young? Before we let you go, you got a pro game you want to give us as well.
Oh, yeah, I had to do this for my guy, John. John last week asked me to give you guys a pro, so we got a layup, man. Take the undefeated Arizona Cardinals, -5.5 against the 49ers. The Cardinals are on fire. The team is the last undefeated in the NFL. That's loaded with playmakers on offense and defense. The Niners listen to Glendale. Man, that more beat up than Martin Lawrence when he fought Tommy Hearns. Starting QB Jimmy G is dinged up with an ankle, meaning rookie Trey Lance could get his first NFL start. And that's a tough assignment for any QB, but especially a rookie, man, especially his top three running backs and his all-pro left tackle, Trent Williams. Get well soon, Big Trent. That's my boy. As if the injuries weren't enough, the Niners will be facing the Cardinals defense to start the league. And takeaways, man, has a ferocious pass rush led by Captain America, J.J. Watt. And San Francisco will have a very difficult time moving the ball on Arizona, man. It's not the old Niners defense of the past decade. They're very thin at the secondary, pardon me, and they're facing the number one offense in the NFL. Early MVP favorite, Kyler Murray, is going to go crazy. Nuke Hopkins, A.J. Green, and the deep Cardinals receiving corps is just going to have a field day against the Niners' mediocre secondary. Niners already giving up 26 points a game. Trey Lance is not ready for this ball hawking defense that Arizona has. And if Jimmy Garoppolo does play, he hasn't fared well in the past against Arizona. Jimmy G's a system quarterback, man. He needs a consistent running game to perform at his best. There's also a chance that they'll do everything tight end. George Kittle will be missing the game with ankle issues. The Niners are in trouble, man. And they also, they're 1-5-1 against the spread in the last 7 meetings with Arizona. Take Arizona, man, -5.5 over Frisco. The Cardinals should win pretty easy. I'm giving up on the touchdown for the best football team in the league against the injury-riddled Niners squad all day, man.
All right. I love it. Love it.
Five-star in Vegas.
That's
you can
it.
Follow him on Twitter. He's got... you know, he's been solid all year for me, and I love the fact that you're out there actually doing the research and you kind of with the vibe of Vegas, because it's just a different feeling when you're out there and talking to other guys who play the different games. I'll tell you who I like, and just sight unseen, Temple +29 against tonight against Cincinnati. Is it tonight or Friday or Thursday against Cincinnati? I would play it just on the fact that
it's Friday.
Emotional letdown
yeah.
for Cincinnati. They're laying 29. I don't even handicap it. That's just a spot play. +29, past 4 touchdowns. And you know what I mean? After the Cincinnati game. Which, by the way, shout out, you know, we all had Notre Dame here. Shout out Cincinnati for what they did. That was certainly a good one. We got to break it right here.
Yeah, I mean,
they showed up and showed out for sure. 9:46 here on the show. Thanks, Five Star. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks, everybody.
At Five Star in Vegas. Time to talk about how you bet it now. Five Star gave you all the picks. Where are you going to bet it? I'm on my bookie right now. That's where I'm finding all the lines. That's where I made a couple of parlays about bets right there while Five Star is on, giving us picks. So easy to do. I bet Coastal Carolina. Bing, there's a winner. I think it's going to be a winner tonight for me. And I bet Houston, bing, I know. Well, Five Star, I like it. So I'm going to go with my gut here. I like the Cougs tonight against Tulane. They're playing good football right now. So ride that trend. Ride that horse. If you're looking for a great way to play, win, get paid, mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. And then, you know, it doesn't matter if you were a client, weren't a client, have been a client, still a client, whatever the case may be, you deposit up to $1,000 and they will match that. You can deposit more than that, but they'll only match up to $1,000. Right now at mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. You're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid. Get to MyBookie. So easy to navigate. Wonderful site. MyBookie.ag.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. People are starting to send in stories now, News of the Weird. Lance,
like that.
Here's a position open. Human bait needed. A volunteer position for Bigfoot Research Project this fall in Texas. Safety not guaranteed, though. Must have strong work ethic. Never mind, you're out.
Okay, yeah.
Is that the same fishing pole Ed O's going to use?
Well, I don't. It's not. Well, I don't know that it's a.
Do you use a fishing pole
fishing
for Bigfoot?
Hole.
Oh,
fishing hole, not a fishing, pole.
Oh, I thought he said pole too.
Yeah. No, it's a fishing hole.
Oh, I thought you said fishing pole like the guy was going to be bait.
You find an efficient hole.
Oh, efficient hole. Oh, I can't understand.
That's how they talk.
Cajun?
Yeah.
You're married to a South Louisiana.
Let me ask you this, Lance. So in Switzerland, I'm looking at this story about a couple, a husband and wife, Sarah and Marco. They met a girl. Her name is Mike, M-I-K. And they started, and the wife said, you know what? I've got a thing for her. And the husband said, well, okay. And now they're a threesome. They're a couple.
A throuple.
Yeah. Does Nicole have any friends that you guys might have some kind of interest in that?
Boop, 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 boop. Zero.
No friends? That
no
you
friends.
Might start a throuple?
No new friends. No. What I need more heat in my life for? I got 5 kids.
You don't need no more.
I got like every day snacks.
I'm just
in trouble
wondering.
With a new teacher.
Maybe Nicole
I don't need more.
Brings a friend
I watch
home
Big Love.
You.
Nah, no thanks. I watch Big Love. It all sounds fun and it all sounds like fun and games until Nikki starts flipping out and acting crazy. And I mean Nikki, meaning Chloe Sevigny, not my wife.
Senator Chuck Grassley.
And then who's the Barb? You know who's going to be the Barb and who's going to be the other one, the Jenny Goodwin character? I don't need that in my life.
You don't need that. No, you've had enough. You need another woman telling you to close the refrigerator or something?
Yeah.
No.
Don't put the Topo Chico on the freezer. It'll explode. Big deal. Glasses all over. Who cares? So carbonated water explodes in a
it's carbonated water. It cleaned out a lot of stuff, too.
Yeah,
probably.
It did. It did. I mean, the glass in there,
that
shards of glass. Yeah, that can be dangerous.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It also can make it more interesting. Getting into the freezer.
Senator Chuck Grassley's in a little bit of trouble.
Oh, what did Chuck do now?
Well, he's a little old.
Who is Chuck Grassley?
I don't know. He's a Republican from Iowa.
What did Chuck do?
Those people.
He's not the one that did the foot under the stall move, right?
No, that was in Minnesota, I think. I think that was in Minnesota. He congratulated a Korean-American judicial nominee on your people and their work ethic. That was probably not something. He's old. He's about 80. He can say that. Oh, well. Congratulations on your people and their work ethic.
It was meant as a positive?
Yeah.
It would be bad if you said your people
and their
work.
Is that a negative?
Like if you meant it in a negative way? Your people are pretty dangerous. Like,
well, that's
can't
different.
Say, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying Chuck, you just give him a pass.
Wise people, yeah.
You give Chuck a pass.
Are you cancel them? Your people and their work ethic? It's great.
That he sounds like a...
Now, if he thought, hey, your people's work ethic sucks, now we got a problem.
Yeah.
Photographer.
One of our friends is listening. Your people's fine.
A photographer at a wedding... Apparently, they didn't let him sit down and eat at the wedding, so he deleted the entire wedding album.
Whoa.
He was, that seems like,
that's
no pictures from
the
wedding. That's
when you're hangry.
No pictures from the wedding.
That's a little too petty.
Yeah. The granddaughter of Mussolini wins a seat in the Rome municipal vote. Would you have voted for Rochelle Mussolini? I think so. She's kind of hot.
I'd have to hear her platform. I'd have to hear what she thinks.
I think I would have voted for her. I don't care what she thinks. She looks pretty hot. I would have voted for her. She's better to look at than probably Mussolini was. I mean.
So you're voting just on appearances?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I figured that was going to be the case.
Yeah.
I just wanted confirmation.
That's yeah. I think that's how Lena Hidalgo won over that old fat white guy.
Didn't hurt.
No.
How did what's her name from Alaska? How'd she get to be a vice president? Well,
guess what? Yeah.
How'd she get to be a vice president? Yeah, she had a little cougar vibe.
Yeah. Nailing Palin?
It didn't. That was a
Lisa
porn.
Ann.
Oh.
Yeah, that was Lisa Ann. She's now a fantasy football host.
She is.
Okay?
Yeah.
Put some respect on her fantasy football host name.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Anyway, we're done. I think Charlie's probably going to talk about the Astros. I'm not sure. Charlie, are you going to talk about the Astros? Or is it going to be or Kooks? Are you going to talk about the Kooks tonight?
Well, I think we just kind of knocked it out. But, you know, paybacks could be the theme of the day. 2005 World Series for the Astros.
Yep.
Remember the ending of that U of H Tulane game 2 years ago? Yeah.
That was De'Aaron King's undoing.
It was.
Yeah. That was it.
Couldn't hit the broadside of a barn again.
No, he ran all over the field that night, though.
The kid dropped it in the end zone.
That's right. Yeah.
Programmed to sleep for a year and a half, but looks like they might be awake.
Yeah. No. I already took him. That's Charlie next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and
92.5. Let's go! We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud and we shout it loud. Our brand of baseball is great. Our outfield has plenty of muscle. Our guys can sure hit a ton. For Minute Maid thrills, watch them hustle, catching hard hit balls on the run. Our infield is solid and steady, making big plays.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it!